Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, broadcasting all over North Alabama. And by the way, if you find yourself driving out of the normally broad range of our AM-FM capability at WVNN, just know this. You can listen to us no matter where you are. Just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and click Listen Live, and wherever you is, there we is. And that's why we got such a broad audience. We got people everywhere in other states. I mean, hello to my buddy Jerome in Rome, who's listening in Georgia, and we got people in Tennessee, Jeff from Indiana. We got folks in Virginia. And so I'm just telling you right now, you've got the capability of hearing us no matter where you are. Take us to the beach. Take us on vacation. We're with you the whole way. Hey, Copper, we hit a new level, by the way, on podcast. Copper, I'm sorry, I caught you unawares. I said we hit a new level on podcast. Yes, we are officially over 6,000 now at this point, downloads on our podcast. So that's just, you know, again, I don't know what big is, but it feels big. You know, it's big to me. That's right. Well, I agree. Well, hey, listen, the triple dipper. So we got the little audio being made so we can introduce it to you right every single time, but going to try and do this on a daily basis. Give you the three stories that kind of guide the show, three stories you got to know, and we're calling them the triple dipper, three stories you got to know. Today, my triple dipper is this. Number one, I'm going to spend some more time spinning straight off my monologue a minute ago, the fact that the Biden smokescreen is in full effect. The full effect right now. I mean, what in the world? Everything he is putting his hands to is falling apart. But let me just tell you, right now, that smokescreen is trying to hide the fact that everything about his domestic agenda could come crashing down this week. I'm just telling you, folks, we're down to it. In the next 7 days, you may see all the big spending junk out of D.C., gets shut down, and that will be a new day. That's story number one. Number two, Florida is leading from the front on public health with the appointment of their new Surgeon General. Now, did you know, by the way, that Alabama is the only state that does not have an appointed official in charge of public health? What? Yes. You're going to want to hear this as I unpack for you the fact that we have a unelected, unconfirmed, unaccountable individual as our state health officer, unlike what you're going to hear from Florida. Amazing. That's story number two. Story number three, the border chaos is leading to more chaos. You get second and third order effects from the things that are happening down there. And there are any number of Border Patrol agents that are being hurt by riotous immigrants who are suddenly realizing they're not going to get in right away. Some of them are being shipped back home. We had some take over a bus yesterday, some take over a plane for a little while. And I'm just telling you, folks, the ugliness is getting bigger. And so border chaos leads to more chaos. That's story number three. That's your triple dipper for today. So, it's thick. It is way thick. But I've got any number of audio segments to kind of play to back this up. I've got paper like you wouldn't believe. And I'm just telling you, right now, what we're watching is a complete sort of unraveling. This is what happens. This is what happens when you truthfully run a campaign based solely on personality. What we're watching right now is when a campaign that is not held accountable, when a campaign that is allowed to do whatever it wants to do, say whatever it wants to say, without having to go out and talk to the public. This is what happens when you get this kind of a campaign that is run solely on personality. But hey, no more mean tweets, right? Oh, everything's better now because the mean orange man is not sending out mean tweets. Well, he couldn't anyway, right? Because Twitter decided to block him. But what I'm saying right now is that literally, you saw a presidential campaign run on nothingness. And now what we're getting is a complete debacle. Now, I am not going to try and shadow the fact or cover up the fact that I am a conservative and that I am a former elected Republican official and a member of the state Republican Party. I'll freely admit every bit of that. So if you think that does away with my commentary, you're wrong. Because right now, I'm going to start playing you some information here and quoting other articles, sources that I've been researching that indicates that this is not a partisan issue. His debacle is not just partisan in its estimation. The polling is indicating that President Biden is literally slipping in every capacity to include with his own segment, and that right now, even liberal Democrats are extremely mad at him, and that border officials who've always been Democrat are sick of it, and that others who were trying to work with him in D.C. are saying they will not vote for his bills. Folks, his own party is backing away from him. Independents are backing away exponentially, and Republicans, they've always been away. So right now, the ones he has to have are his own people. The ones he also has to have are those who sit in the middle and sort of go back and forth, and he's losing ground exponentially. And the smokescreen, well, if you don't pop smoke right, like I said earlier, it doesn't help you much. If you don't conduct that withdrawal effectively, it doesn't help you much. And, oh boy, he's popping all the smoke he can, and it's not helping much. All right. I know we're headed towards a break right now, but listen, I'm going to come back after this. I got plenty of stuff laid on for you. You're going to want to hear. I got a whole layer of stuff right here that talks about the things that are happening right now in the polling. Where is Biden in the polling? Oh, that's going to be fun. What are we seeing in terms of smoke screens and why? And then what's going on with the domestic agenda the smoke screens are trying to cover up for? Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back after this.